Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Jody E., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from California. Today is Wednesday, November 1st, 2023. Today we are reading from the Big Book, and we are on page 162, the very last paragraph at the bottom. Today's readers are Tanya P. on the 12 Steps, Mary P. on the 12 Traditions, Cheryl S. will read the text, our closing will be read by Vanessa G., and Dion R. is our backup reader. The reference numbers for yesterday's 10 a.m. meeting, Tuesday, October 31st, is 20,790. That's 20790. And the reference number for this morning's meeting, 7 a.m. Eastern Time, is 20,796. The following is the OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I will now ask Tanya P. to read the 12 steps of OA.
Good morning, this is Tanya P., recovered in Michigan, and here are the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for your service, and thank you for allowing me to be of service. Our pass.
Thank you so much, Tanya P. from Michigan. And I will now ask Mary P. to read the 12 traditions of OA.
Good morning, Jody. Thank you. This is Mary P. in Austin, Texas, and these are the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. One, our common welfare should come first. personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for letting me be of service, and I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Mary P. from Texas. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone may share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book on page 162, paragraph 3, which is at the bottom. I will now ask Cheryl S. to begin reading.
Good morning. This is Cheryl S. from Nevada, gratefully recovered. Thus we grow, and so can you. Though you be but one man with this book in your hand, we believe and hope it contains all you will need to begin. So this paragraph is short and sweet, but I think it has a lot of different meanings. So it says, thus we grow. And so I looked up, you know, how many people are in, I looked up how many people are in 12-step groups, but all I could find was how many people are in AA. So it said that there are 2 million people right now in AA. So it started around 80 years ago with 2 people, and now we're up to 2 million people. So if you think about all the different 12-step groups, I can't even imagine how many people are practicing the 12 steps and using this book. And I think something that was interesting for me, when we talk about this book, it says you have this book in hand, and we believe and hope it contains all that you will need to begin. And I think that what they're talking about there is all you will need to begin to help grow this movement. and I think that's really important from a sponsor point of view and a sponsee, because I tried to get recovered for many, many years without doing it through the big book. And it wasn't until a big book sponsor took me through the big book in a orderly fashion and gave me good information from this book that I was able to recover. And many years ago, I just read the book on my own when I first realized that I was an addict. And I thought, well, I'll just get that book they talk about and read it and do what it says. And I did that and nothing happened. It wasn't until there were two people, myself and a sponsor, using this book that I was able to find recovery. And I was also very nervous about, you know, I was in the program for a long time and I actually sponsored people, but it was horrible. I was a horrible sponsor and I was just completely unprepared because I just didn't have that good direction in the book, which I have now, which I got through Vision. And I follow what my sponsor gave me, which is a set of worksheets. She followed what her sponsor gave her, which was the same set of worksheets. And that sponsor followed what her sponsor gave her, which was the set of worksheets. And I have found that to be very, very effective for the people that I sponsor, both in their recovery and their ability to sponsor going forward. So this book is an invaluable resource on so many levels. And I am so thankful to Vision and the people that started Vision that realized that and got this ball rolling. Thank you for letting me share. I pass.
Thank you so much, Cheryl S. from Nevada. I will now take a list of names of people who would like to share on this paragraph, but I will first ask that you limit your sharing to every third day so that others may share their experiences as well. So who would like to share?
Larry G.
from Florida.
I heard Larry G. from California. And who else from Florida?
Bonnie B.
Bonnie B. Florida. Okay, I've got Larry and Bonnie. Who else?
Vanessa G.
Vanessa G.
Deanna.
Holly H.
Was that Dion?
Mary W.
Yes.
Okay, I got Dion, and someone came in after.
Richard S. from
Holly H.
Kelly? Kelly H?
Kelly with a T.
T as in Paul?
T as in tango. Or telephone.
Telly.
T as
okay.
In telly. Yeah, telly, yeah.
Telly. Okay, gotcha, telly. All right, let's stop there. I have Larry G, Bonnie B, Vanessa G, Dion R, and Telly H. Please go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, my name's Larry G. I'm from California. Thank you, Jody, for your service to this fellowship. It's much appreciated. And the reader, what a wonderful way to kick it off. I really got a lot of your share today. I came through the doors of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I'm a recovered alcoholic. And I cannot tell you, I can't even give an approximate number of times I have been through the big book, either through formal or informal studies. The Joe and Charlie, my wife, when we take road trips, we always listen to Joe and Charlie tapes, CDs. And each time, there's times where, like, the vision for you is my favorite chapter. Things will be read like what was read this morning, and I tear up. And, there's a reason I tear up, right? Because I've been saved from a horrible, horrible disease. But this is the first time in Overeaters Anonymous that I've studied the big book. And I'm absent now. I'm recovered. And the same thing happened, especially the vision for you. It is the best chapter. I think Bill is brilliant, not to put this in the beginning of the book, like self-help books that I have no longer purchased. You know, you could take the help out of self-help books. At least that's my opinion. He put this in the back. And when we read this, when we read those, that at the vision for you at the end of the meeting, I've been in this meeting since May of 2020. I still tear up. Again, because I have been saved from this deadly disease, and I now get to give it to other people. And I love, it's so easy. Those of you who haven't sponsored yet or about to sponsor, it's so easy. You just follow the instructions of the big book. You just follow the instructions. You don't have to invent anything. You don't have to know anything. You just have to follow the instructions. And I do that today. I don't deviate. As the reader talked about, I was a horrible sponsor prior to coming to Visions. Horrible. I couldn't figure out why people didn't stick with me. Well, the reason people didn't stick with me is I didn't have anything to transmit. I had nothing to give. And I invented stuff. It was like I was Bill W. Jr. It was as if Larry saw it, right, as Larry sees it. But today, I let the big book flow through me. I don't have to invent it. I just follow instructions, and that's how I work it for myself. My sponsor and I work out of the big book together. And I do that with my sponsees, and what a journey, what an adventure. It's just the best ever. And I pass back to the moderator. Thank you for your service once again.
Thank you so much, Larry G. from California. Bonnie B., please share.
Thank you so much. I am smiling from ear to ear. What a delightful paragraph again. Thank you, Jody, for moderating. Thank you, Cheryl, and the share before me. Amazing. Bonnie B., gratefully recovered by the grace of God for today, living in currently from Minnesota, but currently living in Florida, actually permanently moved to Florida. Oh, so the words that I focus on are, thus we grow. Thus we grow. This is a day-by-day thing that I do. I don't ever arrive. And when I think I've arrived, I'm in trouble. I don't ever arrive. I am so grateful for the fact that it's a WE program. On a daily basis, I connect with so many people, and there isn't a person that I don't learn something from, which is just so beautiful and so amazing. It's like God with skin on all over the place. And what is He showing me? How it works. He's providing encouragement, strength, and hope. This isn't a book for me. This was not just a book for how to get recovered from a disease that held me in lockdown for 50 years. This is a book for how to live. This is a book for how to do life. Many of you that know me know that we homeschooled for 21 years, and if I would have had this book back then, I would have used it as part of my text. Because it is a book for life. This teaches us what to do for life. And the gift of the program for me is that I have thousands and thousands of other fellows who have the same DNA I have. They totally get me. I don't have to explain myself to anyone. And I've been given a book, and the book has the instructions. I don't have to make up anything. I don't have to come up with my own game plan. I was a teacher prior to homeschooling. No lesson plans here. I get to actually open up the book, and the book tells me exactly what to do, what to give the people. And I'm not responsible for whether or not people get recovered, because that's God's business. That's not mine. And so I get to give them what I was given, and God does the rest. And the only desire that I have when I sponsor someone is to take their hand and put it into the hand of their higher power, because it has to be God that does for them or for me what I can't do for myself. Otherwise, it's just another diet club. It's just another program. And we know this is not another program. This is a way of life. God took from me the big, long list, the modification of all those behaviors that I thought I had to do to show up and look a certain way. And He said, offer me your heart. Follow the steps. They're simple. Offer me your heart on a daily basis, and I'll give you the rest. And this is what he's done. He has transformed the inside of me, and as the inside changes, the outside changes. And so I am eternally grateful. Thank you so much. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much. Bonnie B. from Florida. Vanessa G., please share with us.
Hi, everyone. This is Vanessa G., recovered in New Mexico. Thank you, everybody, for being on this line this morning. I probably, you know, if I counted them up, I probably have at least a dozen copies of Alcoholics Anonymous in my home. Study editions, editions left over from meetings that I've carried, and little mini editions that go in my cars. But I have two really special editions. One is almost 34 years old. I've owned it for almost 34 years, and it saved my life in Alcoholics Anonymous. And the other one is getting ready to be a couple of years old. It's my OA book. Both of these books, you would think that they were sacred volumes to me. They have beautiful leather covers. The first one has a circle and a triangle on the front of it, and the other one has an OA symbol. But they both mean really, literally, my life to me. The OA book, my date of, you know, complete and total abstinence, you know, through the doctor's opinion definition, started on the title page almost 2 years ago, envisioned. It was an amazing meeting, everyone talking about being recovered. And I think I've grown a lot since then. I'm so grateful for having found relief from the disease of compulsive overeating. I believe that the circle around me locally has grown. I am hopefully a living example of this book. At least that's my prayer and my ambition. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you so much, everyone, for being of service to me today.
Thank you so much, Vanessa G. from New Mexico. Dion R., please go ahead.
Yes, hello, everyone. My name is Dion R., very grateful. Recovered compulsive overeater, saved by grace. I am just so grateful. Because I was like, wait a minute. I'm waiting on the rest of the reading. I'm like, okay. Like one of them God shots. He, those little small sentences of paragraph that we study sometimes, and here's the ones that I need to concentrate on. And there's so many people that share so beautifully. Thus we grow. We grow. Not only in Alcoholics Anonymous, but they grow. Overeaters Anonymous has grown so much. And I do know one thing for sure, that puts the, like many people say, you know, keep it simple. You know, don't reinvent all that. And I kept saying, but when the pandemic happened, And I was like, oh, my goodness, we got to shut down. I'm used to getting out. I'm used to doing, being, whatever, mainly doing. And I remember a friend that told me that didn't even believe in a higher power. She said, oh, he'll work it out. He always does for you. And I'm like, okay. And then here comes Zoom. And then I get to intertwine. Not only I could still connect on the phone line, which I started out where I got my recovery and vision, or before visions. And then it just keeps growing. I know people all over the world. It's just, yes, we show up, he shows up. Or we show up, for me, when I show up, God shows out. And, yeah, and that's what happened to Bill and countless others. I was always wondering how many meetings, if that's just AA, just imagine how many meetings it's sprung from two people getting serious and God hurt their hearts. And just got tired of suffering. And today, I have no reason. There's no reason in the world that I need to suffer. And Lord knows, I think plenty of things I went through. But because he brought me through the prior things by following these examples, especially these 12 steps, then he gave me faith that he's going to do it again. and do it again. And it's not for me to take credit. I give it to my higher power and the group, the support groups that help me and my husband, even in his transitioning, you know. Someone mentioned about the Chase. I was like, Chase, yes, going on those road trips. You know, we would do whatever we had to. And everywhere we go, God was there with another fellow. People used to have the little bumper signs back in the day when I first came. It was like, let go and let God. What is that? And a family member said, that means they're in a 12-step. So it was just amazing how when I show up with an earnest heart, no matter what, God already worked it out. He's never, ever, 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 ever been in a crunch or somewhere where I have. But he's always been able to figure it out. I had a solution way before I did. And with that, I'll pass. Thanks for allowing me to be of service today. And I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Dion R. from Ohio. Telly H., where are you from? Telly, press star 1 to unmute. Did we lose Telly H?
Hello, can you hear me?
Now I do, yes.
I'm Telly H from the UK. Thank you, everyone, for doing the service. Not to share with what everyone else has said, because it's been beautiful. But they've been really potent. And there's two kind of words that stick out. It's grow and start. And I can view this in terms of the fellowship and how the fellowship grows and grows and grows. And I can view it in terms of my own starts. It doesn't talk about finishing. So growth and starting, but never says I've arrived, never says I've grown. And for me, the first time someone put this book in my hand and agreed to work with me and hold my hand through the steps was just like someone had resuscitated me. It's like someone had turned the lights on to life. The journey that I've embarked on in the last year and a half in terms of self-knowledge, self-learning, which I know is not enough in itself. We need to take action, and the book is really clear on that. I can't believe it took me 40 years of my life in order to see things. And that's a real privilege, I think. It's a real honour that I feel has been bestowed on me from one fellow to another. I think, you know, I always say that we can only share up until our own experience, strength and hope, and we cannot give what we don't have. And I'm my third time working the steps after a bit of relapse, and I say a bit like it's small. No, it was a relapse. And each time I work the steps, I feel like I go that much deeper. I have that much more understanding. And therefore, I feel it's really important when the next time I come to sponsor that I remember that I can only share what I have. And that humility and that honesty at each level, at each stage, in, you know, checking in with myself, putting my own oxygen mask on first. Am I recovered? Am I sober? Am I doing my work? Because if I'm not, I can't give that away. I can't give what I haven't got. And that's kind of the ongoing thing, that this is but a start. I don't think I'll ever say I've recovered. I'm living in recovery. I'm working on my recovery, because the danger for me was when I thought I'd arrived, I'd done it, I'd done the steps. So I love that it ends with this was a start. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Telly A. from the UK. All right, I'll now take another list of names of people who would like to share. Although we value everyone's experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day so that others might share their experiences too. Who else would like to share?
Vicky P. from Florida.
Vicky P. from Florida. Got you.
W.
Who was that?
Carolee W.
Okay, gotcha. anyone else like to share on this paragraph? We're on page 102 at the bottom. Thus we grow, reading that one small paragraph, which ends, all you will need to begin.
Mo H.
Mo H. from California. Got the Mo? All right, let's go with those three. Vicky P., Carolee W., H. And if you're not Vicky P., please mute your phone. Go ahead, Vicky.
Thank you for your service. My name is Vicky T., and I am in Florida. And I really love this paragraph. It's really short and sweet, and the words, thus we grow. I do not believe that relapse is part of recovery. However, I was going to say, unfortunately, it's part of my story. But, I mean, when I'm in the relapse, I guess it's unfortunate. But right now, I'm out of the relapse, and it feels fortunate because I have a huge ego, and it's always been the Vicky Show. And when I sponsor, it's like, I'm the queen, and, I get knocked down to humility. Like, somebody sent me a text the other day. She's like, I'm such on a high horse, I better go scrub my toilet, Like, I feel like I have grown with each relapse. Like I said, I don't condone that. It's not a good way to grow. There's a lot of better ways to grow. But for me, because of my ego and my intellect, I'm all about the intellect. And I never really got the God thing. Like, I left for years because I didn't want to do the God thing. Well, the God thing is the whole program. And because it's ambiguous and not concrete, I always just said, I can't get it. I'll do everything else. So therefore, it was nothing. So even though I've been in the program for 34 years, I feel like this is my first year because I finally, my main focus is my relationship with God today. And that's why I go on meetings. Like, I used to go on meetings because I love to hear myself talk. Now I go on meetings, I very rarely share, and I'm just listening for how people are developing their relationship with God. How that's like, for me, the whole purpose of going to a meeting. And it's, everything has shifted. Like, when somebody calls me and they're struggling, I used to have all these different answers and ways, the Vicky way, to fix yourself. Now, the first question I ask is, what's your relationship with God like? So, thus we grow. And I grow from this book and all the fellows and the God with skin. So thank you for letting me share.
Thank you for sharing, Vicky. Is it Vicky P as in Paul or Vicky T as in Tom? He's from Florida.
It's T.
Which one?
Yeah. It's Vicky T, like Tom. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Okay. Yep.
No problem. Vicky T. from Florida, thank you. Carolee W., where are you from? And how do you spell?
My name is Marilee and W., and it's M-E-R-R-I-L-Y, like the word in the dictionary.
Got it.
Thank you for your service. I really appreciate it. And, just looking at this paragraph, and I was looking at the paragraph above it where it says little clusters of twos and threes and fives of us have sprung up in other communities through contact with our two larger communities. Thus we grow, and so can you. And I was just thinking about, and so can you, and how much hope that is, and the first time I've seen that as like a promise. It can be scary to start working with others. It's like, what? You want me to go work one-on-one with others? but how much of a we program that it is. We have this book, and we have our sponsors. We have others that are recovered in the program, but one man with this book in hand. And when I read the book and looking back on the history of Alcoholics Anonymous, when they were starting to do this, they did not have a lot of sobriety. So, you know, going through the 12 steps, the big book uses words like at once, commenced vigorously, and looking back through Bill's story, he did not have a lot of sobriety when he started entertaining the idea of really going out and trying to help other alcoholics and carry this message. And then a few years later, they wrote out this message of the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. And we have come to see that it really works, this message around compulsive overeating, restricting, bulimia, anorexia, you know, the food addiction. And so it's really such a beautiful thing within my own story is, you know, if I just figure out the problems more, and even if I just pray more, if I just, you know, thy will be done. I was thinking about that too with this paragraph because it's not something that I really want to do because of the fear. But the 12 step, it is a 12 step program. And so as has been shared, we get to take this book and all it is just going through this book and sharing our experience. I didn't understand what my alcoholic foods were in the beginning. I was very confused by that. I got the big offenders, like sugar, yeah, got that. But there were some alcoholic foods that I was confused about. And so to go through this book with another compulsive overeater was amazing. And to hear some of you guys talk about what that looked like, step one, is that I can't control the alcoholic foods I'm putting in my body. I can't control my restricting as well. And the unmanageability that my mind will always go back to it left untreated. And so without the 12 step, I will go back to food, to my food addiction, because I will remain untreated. I will go back to step one and how connected step one and step 12 are. And in that place, you know, we really, even with, you know, it doesn't matter if we haven't sponsored before. Like if we have that experience and we've gone through the steps with another person in this program that has recovered, then we are ready. And to see the beauty as a sponsor of thinking, and myself, of thinking that we need to solve all these problems and fix all this stuff and people aren't getting it. Thank you. People aren't getting it. But then you see them start working with others and see the miracles start happening. God does for us what we cannot do for ourselves. That's what I got. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Marilee W. Mo H. from California, please go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much, Jody, for your service. This is Mo H. I'm a recovered compulsive eater, sugar addict from Walnut Creek, California. I was just thinking, as people were speaking, of the phrase, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. And this little teeny tiny short paragraph is extremely powerful to me. And I wasn't going to share, but then I thought, oh man, my life, this book has changed my life. I started in Overeaters Anonymous in 1989. I had a 4-year relapse in the midst there. And then I came back in 2000 and never left the rooms. But I had a hard time staying recovered. I was following the directions I was giving with all the OA materials and the HOW materials. And it wasn't until I had a relapse in 2015 and I was desperate. I had 2 months and gained 25 pounds of relapse. I was desperate and my sponsor had moved away and I decided to get a new sponsor. And this was a God moment. I picked someone in the rooms that I only knew her a little bit, and she introduced me to the big book. It was very definitely a God thing. And she said to me, you know, is it odd or is it God? Because I was the one she called when she wanted to come to a meeting. And I didn't remember that. I was just explaining to her, you know, where the meeting was, and I'd meet her out front, and et cetera. But she introduced me to the Big Book, and she said, are you willing? She asked me if I was desperate, and I said yes, and am I willing to go to any lengths? And I was definitely willing to go to any lengths. I knew what I was doing when I was in the food. I knew it, because once you get into OA, your eating is never the same again. Mine can't be, because I think about what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. And she said, well, I want to take you through the 12 steps through the Big Book in 30 days or a little more. And I went, what? I couldn't believe that she said that. And I said, fine, whatever. And she and I started studying the Big Book. And she was teaching me. And the Big Book just came alive for me. And it is like my Bible in Overeaters Anonymous. And there was a person at our meeting last night, and he was saying that he, you know, relapses a lot. And he noticed that the people that aren't relapsing are the ones studying the Big Book. And I, you know, for me, that's true. I can't say what it is for anybody else, but it has certainly been a lifesaver. And anyone that wants to study the Big Book, because it is a textbook, this meeting, she introduced me to this meeting, saved my life. This is where I am every morning without a pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Mo H. from California. Okay, we have time for two, maybe three more shares. Who else would like to share this morning on this paragraph, page 162 at the very bottom?
Cindy C. From New York.
Who is that from New York?
Cindy C.
Okay, I didn't get the first name, but I heard you. Who else would like to share? I'll put more. Someone C from New York.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
This is Cindy C. from New York.
Cindy C. Oh, okay.
So, you know,
go ahead, Cindy.
Can you hear me okay? Okay.
Yes.
So sometimes I like to put question marks where there are no question marks in the Big Book. So it says, thus we grow. And I say to myself, are you growing? And, you know, it says somewhere else in the Big Book, we grow in effectiveness and something else. And we need to also always grow spiritually. And, you know, it says that somewhere in the third step that we grow spiritually. It's spiritual progress, not spiritual perfection. So, you know, I think one of the ways to grow is definitely to give away what it is that you have. And we can't transmit something that we haven't got, but sometimes we may have something that somebody else doesn't have, and they certainly have something to give us at the same time, I think. And that's how we grow. That's how I grow, by staying in it and making phone calls and sponsoring and receiving sponsorship, just whatever it is, going to meetings, sharing what we're doing at the time, in meetings. I'm a firm believer in sharing the message and not the mess. Yeah, and, you know, it says, so can you. It doesn't say, so will you. It says, so can you. So I need to do something in order to grow. I can't just sit back and say, I did the steps once. That's definitely not growth for me, because I need to keep in it, and I need to keep studying, and I need to keep reviewing and comparing, you know, what is the difference between the third step and the seventh step prayer? You know, that kind of stuff helps me grow. And then if and when I ever figure that out or think I can come to some terms with that, I can share that with someone else. And, you know, we're talking about how Bill didn't have a lot of sobriety. when he started this program, but, you know, as he moved ahead and tried to pass it on to other people, I'm sure that he got probably more than he gave, because that's the experience. When I've tried to sponsor, I always, you know, just get so much myself. So, yeah, it says, we believe and hope it contains all you will need to begin. And this book certainly than anything I would need to begin. It needs a lifetime of study and coming back through it and, you know, reading every single word and changing the exclamation points and all of that. So I wish everybody a good day, and we're in that time, you know, Halloween, Christmas, New Year's. There's a lot of weight gain going on right about now, and we have to be very grateful to have this program. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Cindy C. from New York. We have time for one more. Who else would like to share?
Jan S. from California.
Jan? Was that S as in Sam?
It is. S as in Sam.
Please go ahead. And
okay,
everyone
thank
else.
Thank you.
Thank
oh,
you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
No, Jan, you were fine. I was asking everyone else
oh.
to mute.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I love this paragraph. It really speaks of my history with the Big Book. And I came into OA probably about 15 years ago. And I was at my first meeting. And I was actually handed this Big Book. Someone had donated it to the meeting for a newcomer. And when I came in, I was extremely angry. I had two emotions, resentment and anger. And so I was mad I was even there. And I was very sarcastically thinking, well, if I'm supposed to be here, that'll be my book. And it was a huge room. Oh, gosh, there were so many people in that room. So when they asked for newcomers, I actually raised my hand, which was uncharacteristic of me anyway. And lo and behold, I was the only hand that went up, and I was shocked. And they handed me this Big Book. And when they handed me the Big Book, I felt a physical connection. And it was, I knew I was being handed hope, and I knew I was being handed the solution. I didn't understand any of it. I didn't know anything about addiction recovery. I had no connection to it, but I had a desire and a physical connection with it. The person that handed it to me became a dear, dear friend, and I still use that book to this day, and when I pick it up, it still has the energy of recovery in it. And I love that where it says, with this book in your hand, and that's where I felt it in my hand. It contains all you will need to begin. And I kept wanting to learn more and more about the Big Book. I started reading it, and it was the only time I ever felt peace. So I read it. I didn't understand half of it or realize that I would ever be able to get any of the recovery that they wrote about in this book. But it was the only time I could get out of my head. And so I kept reading it, and it brought great peace. But not until about 2 years ago, actually during COVID, I started reading the Big Book with another dear friend. And we neither one of us had really ever studied it that much. And then she had a friend who told her about vision, and the trickle down she told me, and a year later, here I am, and grateful to be here. And finally, after all these years, I'm learning and studying the Big Book, and I just love it. And thank you, and I pass.
Thank you so very much, Jan S. from California. We will now close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And we'll... Where is my reader?
Vanessa G.
Vanessa. Will Vanessa G. please read our closing? Thank you, Vanessa.
Thank you, Jody, for being of service. This is Vanessa G. I'm recovered in New Mexico. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.